Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 23, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, the 23rd of July 2019. We are reaching the conclusion that increasing assimilation of Jews has always elicited a rise in antisemitism and, paradoxically, stronger accusations of particularism. S. Lurie, 1890-1964, philologist, Hellenist, antiquity historian. Antisemitism in the Ancient World, p. 128. Are antisemitism and anti-Zionism the same? How are they similar? Quora. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Are antisemitism and anti-Zionism the same? How are they similar? Antisemitism and anti-Zionism are definitely connected. Anti-Zionism only started being felt toward the end of the 19th century and beginning of the 20th century with the First and Second Aliyah. Arabs were against the return of the Jews. The Jews who wanted to return to Israel were met with Arab opposition. The Arabs even waged war against the Jews who came to settle in Jerusalem, Saift, Tiberias, and other nearby places. Also, anti-Zionism is a result of the Turkish and British rule over Palestine. They used divide-and-conquer tactics to complicate relations between Jews and Arabs, cunningly positioning them against each other in order to establish their governance over them. The Structure of the Universe, Part 3. The Difference Between the First and the Last Degrees of Development of Desire. Question: what is the difference between the first degree of development of desire and the last? After all, they both want to receive. Answer: naturally. But the fact is that the receiving in the first degree of Hochma is instinctive, directed and binding, since it was created this way from the Keter. Creation in this state simply acts because it is forced by inner qualities. When in Bina, it stops communicating with its source, Keter. Since Bina refuses to receive, it breaks off the stream of pleasure, control emanating from Keter. Then the creation itself begins to determine what is important to it. This creates a new desire, Malkhut, which is determined by its own striving. Question: that is, it is an independent desire, but the first degree is not? Answer: yes. This can be compared with you simply filling something inanimate or something that requires, asks, and aspires to be filled. Question: let's say, in the example with food. If I were given a dish that I have never eaten before, then although I have a desire to receive, I still don't try to eat it. Only after I tried it, do I have my own desire for this dish? Therefore, as far as I understand, the four degrees of the development of creation are the essence of the whole Kabbalah. Answer: the four degrees of direct light speak of the creation of the creature, desire. But this creature, in principle, feels that it desires from itself. The property of Bina separates the creation from the source, on the one hand, Keter, that fills, on the other hand, Malkhut, that receives. Bina sort of cuts them apart. The fact is that creation is not yet independent. It rushes to what Keter wants to give it, but at the same time does not control its desires. To control your desires means to be above them, to rise to a higher level. When you control, you create your desires, not that desires control you. Thus, the whole of creation begins with the four stages of direct light. Moreover, the last degree, Malkhut, finally filled with all the pleasure, that is, the light from Keter, is called Malkhut of the world of infinity because its fulfillment is absolutely infinite. It receives as much as it desires and is fulfilled by that. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, the 27th of November 2018. New Life 270. Self-Love, Part 2.
Hello to you. Thanks for being with us in New Life, a series of educational discussions with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we want to talk about love. We want to talk about love and to define the way that we love ourselves and the how we navigate ourselves and feel good. And we want to look at this definition of this engine that moves us in life called self-love, to try to understand how it operates in a positive way and a negative way, how the connection between self-love and self-value, what's the balance form, and what's the way that we can feel good ourselves. So we'll feel good, so we'll be more happy. Tal, why don't you put us into the discussion? Well, I've studied this topic in training and all kinds of methods that we have today that really say that from a young age, we look for appreciation from the parents, from the environment that defines for us what we need to be, how we should be. And the paradox is that we search for being loved and for being valued, but we're looking for what others want from us, and this is the reason why we're never happy, because we're constantly engaged in looking for this value from outside and acceptance from the outside, and this is what the love occurs in coaching, and this is really what we're avoiding ourselves to move us towards self-love and to take this force from the environment to strengthen ourselves, to make us into what we believe and what we feel is correct. And this is defined as healthy self-love that each should long for and in order to be happy. And in continuance with the previous discussion, I would like to see if this is the way that that will help us be happier. It will never bring us there. Because a person is a social creature. We see this about children as much as they learn from the environment. Like a ape. It looks at the little kid looks at what the father and the mother do and tries to copy it. And that's how he also does, to the point that his movements and his speaking, and he is constantly copying from everyone. He mimics from everyone. He learns with his big open eyes about the whole environment and swallows all kinds of examples. Without this, we wouldn't be able to develop. And you're saying here that no, this natural inclination is not good. Because we need to free ourselves from it, we need to disregard society, to disparage everyone. I think about myself. When I think about myself, I actually go and learn from the environment. I see that children, actually, if a person weren't to grow from his environment, from the environment of the big ones, let's say he would be in the forest amongst the wolves, he would be like a wolf. He would take from them all the different forms of behavior and take it from them and learn from them. We talked about this in the previous discussion, that the balanced self-love stopped when we started to take all the values that the society, which were really not right values. No, self-love continued, only it continued to sickly forms, because the society moved from society progressive, advancing society 200 years ago. Who knew how to read and write? How many people about different compositions and artistry and so on, in such a way that we could enable each and every person to be within a society and developed and enjoying from everything there is in a society. And the trend was for this. And it's as if we came to the ability to enable people to enjoy the society, the environment. So acquire a good profession, work more, and profit. and enjoying life. That's the American dream. And later this dream started to shatter. And today it's already starting to show itself as going and deteriorating. And we will see how much each country will start descending, dropping even more than others ones. In other words, we'll see that what's happening to us here on behalf of nature, it's all happening from the nature in us. The program in us which exists brings us to the big development of our self-love, and later we start to discover in this self-love negative phenomena, as if after 7 years of satiation, there's 7 years of starvation, that we're not enjoying self-love. And here, a person is already in a problem. What's bad in this? That even more we develop, and therefore we discover that we're not happy. If I'm in a state that I'm not happy, that I'm not withstanding the standards of my own, I don't really love myself, and many people feel this way, then I'm constantly going to have the ambition to be more in this thing that's just called self-love. No, and this is the problem. That our inner program develops in such a way that it brings to us knowledge and forms of self-destruction from self-love. And this is what happens. And seemingly in a logical manner, from the logic of it, from the regular intellect, we see that we wouldn't even identify this in advance, that this is how it is. Let's say that American dream. Everyone thought that it was a good and nice dream. And if there were those that countries that were not in that process, then they need to come to that process and also be like America. The Russians. They destroyed their socialistic country in order to be also like America. For the meantime, America that was like as it is, started to deteriorate, and as if what's happening there? I don't understand. We are not giving the attention to recognize what will be in our development that manages our development, that in this program there is a goal not to be in the American dream, but rather to recognize that self-love is a bad thing. It's destructive. To who? To everyone and to each together. When you talk about the American dream and social perceptions, it's clear, because if you look at us as a human society, we see a certain self-destruction. Why? Because I think it's excessive self-love. Because of excessive self-love, all kinds of mutations occurred, and these are crazy things. Well, let's say that it's like that. So that's pretty clear. So you look at it in a social level. I want to understand if this model is only right for countries or globally or for each in a private level. I see in our private life who's happy about it with his life. Each has an apartment or at least a room on his own. He doesn't want to know anyone. He wants to be alone without being responsible for others. He doesn't care about anything. And in the end, he finds himself as living inside the room or the apartment, even a villa, doesn't matter what, until he sees that he has no contentment from life. Okay, so let's see now if he takes his life. We'll take the life of the individual. Tal said in the beginning that from a young age, we are social creatures, and we are looking for feedback from our parents and from the surroundings. We're trying to get positive enhancements. The moment you don't get those positive feedback, you start losing your self-value and self-confidence. Now people are saying, you know what, Oren, if you're feeling lack of confidence and you feel like you're not equal and you're lower value and your life is not good, and this whole negative state that you described right now, you have two ways. Yes, we'll concentrate on one way to in order to scrutinize it. They say to me, listen, Oren, you're too dependent on how people are going to say about you and how people look at others. Leave the others for a second. Start loving yourself more as you are. What's in you is wonderful. This is how nature created you. You're special. You're unique. Start increasing yourself and enhancing yourself. And don't worry about what other people are going to see or think about you. Grow yourself up. How do you look at it from your glasses? Is it right for me to do this? Will it bring me to a good place? No. Why? Because in that you want to destroy the society and our natural development as we're becoming closer and closer to each other, as the whole world is becoming one small integral village, a global village, and therefore it won't work. You can, of course, differentiate from everyone to go to India or to some faraway place with a group of people and to build there such a life as a special village. There are such societies, but it only points to the out of the norm. Without going anywhere, to remain where you are, in the place that you live, in the work that you work in, and just start appreciating and loving yourself more and to strengthen yourself as you are. You can do this? Will it bring me to a good place? No. Why not? Because in that, it's not a healing of the state. It's rather you're running away from development. You're preventing from yourself the natural development. You can't do that truly yourself. There are people that maybe can, but in the end, you can't go not after the society. And nevertheless, you will be connected to them. They're influencing you. The whole society is like a special one big force in which you nevertheless exist. You can't. There are many people that they decide for themselves such a life, a limited life. They close themselves up, they engage in something specific, but you see how many. It's individuals. And it's a protective mechanism that's telling them that it's not worthwhile for me, I don't have enough strength, and it's a certain inner lowness. It's like when a person's sick, then he limits himself. He doesn't run like everyone. He doesn't operate himself like everyone. He knows that in this he's limited. And in order to exist and to feel good somehow, I must be compared to them in such a very careful manner to exist. It's a certain protective mechanism that stops him, but it's only for certain cases. We see that the society is not capable for this, to do this. The society, according to the forces that are in each and every one, must advance. And to advance, meaning to go through this excessive self-love, to discover in it the bad, and to find a solution. The society. I, as a person, needs to go through this process? Yes, yes, of course. Now, do I need to love myself or do I not need to love yourself? I'm a little confused here. Does a person need to love himself or not? Yes, to love himself. And is this a positive thing or a negative thing? Does it develop me just throughout all of history? Now, in this model, I don't find myself. This is exactly my problem with the model. When you're talking about all of humanity, I understand that we've went through some certain peak and we're going to some self-destruction. That's clear. When I look at myself, you say, yes, you need to love yourself. So first of all, each person needs to love himself. Now, if I don't love myself, at any given time, let's say you say, I don't love myself. What does it mean? I don't love how I am. I don't like my responses. I don't like my attributes, my character. Because you're measuring yourself towards the society, towards the environment. It's a natural thing, right? We're social creatures. And therefore, you're not happy with yourself because you're not keeping exactly the commands of the environment. That's why you don't love yourself. I didn't understand that. You, from your self-love, feel yourself good, and when you are in maintaining of the conditions of the society that everyone says, yes, I have, and everything's wonderful. And then I see that I am not meriting good feedback. I don't love myself. I wish I was someone else that I wish I could be in good, to replace what I have in me, improve, to change, to improve a lot. Yes, and here we come in this mutual development, the man and his environment, to a state in which if I, first of all, do not run away from the environment because it's impossible, I'm a result of the surroundings, no, nevertheless, and with the environment I start to deteriorate and to feel how much our lives are terrible, and I cause bad to the environment, and the environment is causing bad for me, and we are all in all in some even threatening development upon us to an end and to some futuristic, really horrible form, then what can I do? If I am a fruit, a result of the environment, upon I need to change the environment. I cannot change myself. I constantly will look at them and do what they want. I'm talking about the 99.9% of the people. What will I do if I am constantly as a fruit, as a result of the environment? Like in the forest, I'll be thrown, like animals, they'll throw me to where they are. In another direction, I'll be like them. Where do I find an environment, and what environment does there need to be so that we will be happy, both me and the environment? So that there will be balance between us, so that we will live well. So I won't destroy myself, and the environment won't destroy me, and I won't destroy the environment. What needs to be here between us, this interrelationship, this love? It can't be anything else. Love. Just like at home, just like there, it is between several people that are like kind of between them, and if you will find such people today, that love each other, support each other, encourage each other, at least friends, if not love, at least support. So I understood, you did a little trick for me here. I'll tell you a trick and you tell me if it's not a trick. I told you, yes, I'm a social creature, that's how you taught me, around me there are... No, I didn't teach you, you see this from others. Yes, we see it from life, you're right. A person is a social creature. I told you, I don't love myself. Why? Because I see a negative feedback from myself. I would like to change this and this and this. Doesn't matter, both physically and the perception of the world, abilities, inclinations. Now you said to me, I asked you, so do I need to learn how to love myself? You said, yes, but you won't succeed. Simply go and change the people around you. So they'll be more friendly to you, so they'll love you and be your friends more. Meaning I didn't improve myself. Everything remained the same. Instead of people that are around me that will project to me that, Oren, you're not okay and you need to be good with yourself. Now they'll say, Oren, you're really cool. You're this is good. This is the trick? No. So I missed something here. The fact that I said that you're a result of your environment and you're dependent on the environment does not mean that you need to be in an environment that loves you, and that for this environment to project to you that you're okay. No. The environment needs to broadcast to you that love is okay, and that you need to come to a state in which you love them, and each of them loves the others. But how will I be able to love them if I don't love myself? Not that the environment will lie to you and say to you, oh, you're okay, remain the way you are. Rather what? That it will give you an example how you need to love. Okay, so, but when it starts to change you, just like a small child, when he looks at the big ones and does like them, when you look at the environment, and the environment will give examples, good examples, how to love everyone, how to connect with everyone, how to encourage and help everyone. What will it give me if I'll know all these things? You will live in a good and beautiful environment. You will feel comfortable. You will be like within the mother's carriage, and they will love me. Yes, of course, because then they'll say, look how good you are. Look what a human being. He's supporting us. We love him. We need him. He's big. And it will truly be not a lie. And they will also obligate you to advance and to love them even more, to give them, until soul devotion, truly. And then they will also do the same thing for you. But we are not correcting the human being. Because to correct a person is impossible. We are correcting the society. And the society corrects its members. I have a question. When you say to me, this is something completely different, and the competition exists here, and jealousy, lust, and respect continue here, but everything is moved on to a positive form, to connection between people. All the inclinations in you are all drawn and all operate. Only your ego works now. I want to be great, the greatest, for the sake of the society. And I want to receive appreciation from them. I want to receive support from them, but positive, for the sake of the general environment. And not for social destruction, in which I destroy myself in the end also. There is an essential change here in what environment we build. Can I ask something? Yes? When I don't feel good with myself, and I don't love myself, you said to me, you need around you people that will project to you a friendly, good, positive attitude, and will progress you in life by teaching you how to love others. How about loving others? My status is that now I don't even love myself. Then how will I go and love someone else? I don't know how to do that. The society will compel you. What does it mean to compel me? It's in the hands of the society. I don't understand. I don't even love myself. How will I love her and you? You don't need to obligate yourself in anything. The society will obligate you. What does it mean the society will obligate me? The society will start to work on you and show you that they don't accept you in the way that you are. They want from you a little bit more. It will give you examples how to be respected. Why? Because it works in the environment. She supports people's helps. She wants to do good for them. She serves the society, and the society then will relate to her in a good way, helps her, supports her, and it feels that really between her and the society, it's relations like in a good person in a good family within a good family. And you, no, I don't want like a kind of a child in a family that is just in a family because he was born in it, but he himself, he's a wild beast. They don't love him and he doesn't love everyone. If I understand the process, you're saying, don't worry about the fact that you don't love yourself. Everything's okay. Be calm. It doesn't bother us to advance in any way. It's not important to us how you relate to yourself. Arrange around you good, positive people. Start to, I don't know what to do in order to advance the love between you. As a result of that, love will enter into your heart. But the love for yourself, everything will be okay. Not but. But, yes, did I say it right? Yes. There's only one small problem. A small problem. Where will you find good people? Tal will explain this to us in a second. You won't find good people. You'll find, just like Oren, that doesn't love himself. It doesn't matter. In all kinds of forms, it doesn't matter. You'll find such people. Yes? But all those people will feel that they feel bad. I know many people that feel bad. They feel bad. And then some wise guy will come, a psychologist, doesn't matter what. Let's say we'll invite you. Okay, and then what? Alright, well, if you'll agree, we'll kind of open thing. And then what? And then this wise guy, this this instructor will say will help you make a society in which you'll feel warmth and good and confidence and security and health and no despairs or anything, and everyone will truly feel themselves in Eden. Yes? We're signing in advance. Okay, so please, we're going to enter into something that's called integral education. Integral is called the social education that connects everyone. Integral is called from the word connection. So such an education. Let's go into this. We'll do all kinds of activities, seminars, workshops. We'll learn what our matter is, meaning our inclinations, our properties, our qualities, how throughout history we entered into, in order to know what state we're in, so that how it was in the past, and what from the past we can learn about the current state and the near future. And then from operating ourselves in all kinds of activities, games, activities of connection. It could also be song, it could be scenes, it could be different situations that we will build between us, just as if we are truly associated as one family, or that we are all like in a court and we'll judge what form of, let's say a certain state of us, that we want to judge someone, meaning all kinds of games. If we do them, we will slowly start to build in us a certain model of the new society as a warm family, where there's room for each and everyone, and each is impressed correctly by everyone. It will be artificially, because everyone initially is like you. Despaired, egotistical, they don't really disparage everything, or on the contrary, there's those that still want to profit and to succeed and to step on everyone, and there's all kinds. That's not important. What's important is that we will all together will connect in order to check whether it's possible to build a corrected society. That's a family. A warm family we have within, even though we didn't even grow up in a good family, but we have some image of it, some kind of dream of it, of what it could be. Because what is father and the mother, each of us can kind of imagine. What's an ideal father and mother? What's a ideal perfect child? What are brothers and sisters, grandparents, the relatives, the neighbors? We can depict these things to ourselves. Let's act this, play this slowly, these things, and start to discover what we have in this. A very simple thing. Did you act when you were a child? You played? Yes, by that, of course. That's how we grow. And what's a game? I'm not in it, but I kind of want to be in this. And then, therefore, seemingly, I place myself in this futuristic state. And from that, I grow. That's called a game. It sounds like also in this society, there's a certain code of values and rules that's supposedly, very simply, we scrutinize it on our own. In our initial workshops, in the relations between us, we sit and scrutinize, what is it called to be a good friend? What is it called to, what is the attitudes, the relations between people, in the family, the children, the parents, between the parents, the neighbors, and so on. In short, how do we build a homogeneous, unified, equal, mutual environment and mutual guarantee that everyone concerns to the other for the mood, for the good feeling, without hurting anyone, as much as possible to encourage everyone. Let's play in this. We will all of a sudden start to see that there are great forces of nature, very serious natures, that a game is a serious thing. That it's not just a game. That it's we, the adults, are playing in this in order to advance, to develop. Like children, a person is like an animal, and of course, if you leave him without an environment, without education, he'll just walk on four instead of on two. He'll be like an animal. Maybe on two, but I don't know in what form, let's say. But what we need to build for ourselves the right form, the example, and in that example is to be as much as possible. Therefore, now we see that there are many people in the world that are without occupation, without work. Also, a housewife, each person, also men, and also the youth, to put them into such activities. We won't call it games because maybe it will sound as something cheap, but it's really a game. How that grow?
עוזרים, תומכים, זה ישפיע על כל אחד ואחד מאיתנו ערכים משלה. כי אדם הוא תוצאה מהסביבה, אפילו מסביבה מלאכותית. הוא יקנה את זה, הוא יקבל את זה בעל כורחו, כי זה בטבע שלנו. וכך אנחנו נטפל בעצמנו.
לא, אני חושב שזה גם איזושהי שיטת טיפול לאנשים שמאוד סובלים מהצורה שהחברה היא היום, שלא טוב להם ביחסים החברתיים.
Suffering from the form of society today. So let's say such a...
שמחקה אותו ולא נתנה לו לממש את עצמו ולהיות מישהו, כשהוא יבוא לחברה הזאת, ייתנו לו להיות מישהו, יאפשרו לו לבטא את עצמו?
בטח שכן, כל אחד ואחד.
איך יהיו תנאים כאלה שכל אחד יוכל להיות מישהו באמת ובאמת הוא לא יצטרך להתאים את עצמו כל הזמן למשהו אחר, למשהו שהוא לא הוא?
לא, בתנאי שהוא רוצה לחזק את הסביבה הזאת היפה באדם. הוא יכול להיות מוצלח מיוחד במקצוע, באופן מסוים, הם מקבלו את זה בשמחה. וגם כן יסבלו אותו עד שהוא, לא, עד שהוא ילמד, עד שהוא יתרגל, עד שיכנס בפנים, שצריכים לאיזשהו זמן של הכניסה, אין? עד שהוא נמצא כך בהכרת המצב.
יש ביקורת בחברה כזאת?
ודאי, ודאי. ועדת ביקורת וביקורת מכל אחד כלפי אחרים. וכמה שהם מתוך המשחק, כל אחד מתחיל להעתיק את הדברים האלה בתת הכרה לעצמו, ללא שום מאמץ, שכך הוא מתחיל להתנהג. אפילו שלא נמצא בסביבה, הוא כבר משנה את הערכים שלו, הטעמים משלו, הוא כבר רוצה להיות כמוהם. זה השפעת הסביבה על האדם. אנחנו בזה, על זה כבר אנחנו לא שולטים. אנחנו שולטים רק להיכנס לסביבה כזאת או לא, אבל אחר כך זה הכל נתון לסביבה.
מה קורה בעצם לאהבה עצמית של האדם, שקודם דיברנו על זה שהאהבה עצמית זה דבר
מזיק? הוא משתמש בזה כדי להיכנס לתוך החברה ולהיות מוצא חן בעיניהם, מפני שהם בחזרה מיד מעודדים אותו. ואפילו לפני שהוא משתדל, כבר מקבלים אותו כמו מקבלים תינוק. מה הוא יודע? יודע רק לקבל מהסביבה הכל וללכלך. חיתולים. אנחנו מקבלים ככה אדם, כי אנחנו יודעים שאחר כך הוא יגדל, הוא יהיה ממש... כחבר.
אני רוצה רגע לשאול, לפני שמתקדמים הלאה, עם ההתפתחות פה של כבר קבלת אנשים חדשים בתוך המעגל הזה, אני עושה תקוע מאחורה, אני אגיד לך מה הבנתי ותגיד לי איפה אני נתקעתי. התחלנו מזה שלא טוב לי בחיים. והסבירו לי אנשים, שמע, לא טוב לך בחיים, כנראה שאתה לא אוהב את עצמך מספיק, תלמד לאהוב את עצמך יותר, באתי עם התפיסה הזאת אליך, אמרת לי, אורן, שמע, אין סיכוי חבל על הזמן, את עצמך לא תצליח לשנות, לא תלמד בעצמך לאהוב את עצמך. אמרתי, אוקיי, מה אתה מציע לי משהו אחר?
לא, אתה רוצה במקום לשנות את עצמך ליום את עצמך.
בדיוק, אמרת לי לא תצליח.
אבל אתה צריך להיכנס לסביבה.
אמרת לי לבד, לא תצליח, מה נעשה? נאסוף כמה אנשים ונעשה איזשהו תהליך חברתי ביחד.
יש לי תרופה, יש לי כמו זריקה.
בדיוק, שהיא כרוכה באינטראקציה בין אנשים, שיש לה איזשהו כיוון מסוים, שהם בונים ביניהם איזה ערכים חדשים. עכשיו, אם הבנתי את מהות האינטראקציה הזאת בין האנשים, אמרת, כל אחד הוא בא, הוא לא טוב, לא עם עצמו, הוא לא אוהב את עצמו, הוא מסובך עם עצמו בצורה כזאת או בצורה אחרת, ככה כולם, ואנחנו נשב לנו ביחד ונעבור איזשהו תהליך ותרגילים והרבה משחקי תיאטרון, בסופם אנחנו נשחק כאילו שהכל טוב, הכל באהבה, הכל בשלמות, הכל פיקס. בסוף המשחקים האלה, פתאום המשחק הזה יהפוך להיות לאט לאט המציאות. הבנתי את התהליך?
כן.
יפה. אז עכשיו אני רוצה קיצור דרך, כי אין לי סבלנות לכל האנשים, בכלל אני לא אוהב אנשים. אני אחזור לנקודת ההתחלה. לא טוב לי עם עצמי, אני לא אוהב את עצמי, אני אתחיל לשחק אותה שאני אוהב את עצמי. הבנתי מהתהליך שתיארת שיש לו פואנטה אחת שהיא משחקים במה שאנחנו לא, ואז הופכים להיות בזה. אז בשביל מה המסתי לי את כל האנשים? אני אשב עם עצמי ואני אשחק אותה לעצמי שאני אוהב את עצמי. אני אקח אותך כמדריך תיאטרון, אולי אני אלך לכמה קורסים בתיאטרון, אשחק, כמו שאמרת, אשחק את המצב הזה שאליו אני רוצה לגדול כמו ילד. אני לא אוהב את עצמי. יעבוד לי או לא יעבוד לי?
לא.
למה? למה לכם זה יעבוד וכשאני לבד זה לא יעבוד?
כי זה עובד רק עם הקשר עם הסביבה. כי אתה עדיין נמצא בתוך הסביבה. לא מספיק לך שאתה אוהב ולא אוהב.
כלומר?
למה אתה לא אוהב את עצמך?
כי אני לא מרוצה ממה שיש בי.
למה?
כי אני רואה שזה לא מביא אותי למקום שבו הייתי רוצה להיות.
מה היית רוצה להיות? לעמוד לפי הערכים של הסביבה. עשיר, מוצלח, בריא, ספורטאי, לא יודע מה, מו, משהו, מצ'ו, משהו ככה, נכון?
כן, נגיד...
אתה בכל זאת נמצא, שאתה אפילו חי לבד בתוך החדר שלך, אתה חי לפי הערכים של הסביבה.
שם זה עוד יותר, אני חושב, קיצוני, שאנחנו, דווקא כשאדם לבד עם עצמו, אז עולות לו כל המחשבות, שהשיפוטים לגבי עצמו, כן. הוא ממש נהיה הקורבן של המחשבות האלה. הוא אוכל את עצמו.
כן.
אז עוד פעם, בתמצית התשובה, למה אם אני אשחק אותו אוהב את עצמי, לא תהיה לי אהבה?
אתה לא לבד. אם אתה חי בתוך איזה יער, ואין לך ברירה, אז אתה עושה איזשהו היפנות עצמית. כן? שאני עכשיו כל הזמן שר, ובזה אני מעלה את המצב רוח שלי.
אין לי ביטחון עצמי, אני אשחק אותה שיש לי ביטחון עצמי. יש לי חרדות, אני אשחק אותה שאין לי חרדות. לשחק, למדת לשחק. אני רוצה לשחק, עם כל מה שאין לי, אני אשחק שיש לי.
כל הדברים האלו שאתה מרגיש אותם כשליליים, זה באים אך ורק מתוך הסביבה. במדידה שלך כלפי הסביבה.
אוקיי, אז אני מקבל פידבק לא טוב מהסביבה היום, וזה מה שעושה אותי אומלל, זה מה שאתה אומר. כן, אני מקבל הערכה שלילית מהחברה, לכן אני מרגיש שלילי עם עצמי.
נגיד.
אז אני אשחק אותה שאני מקבל הערכה חיובית מהחברה.
לא, אתה לא מסוגל.
למה?
אתה לא מסוגל לבד לעמוד נגד כוח של החברה.
למה?
נו, כי אם אתה עכשיו תשחק עם עצמך, כאילו שאתה המוצלח, הגדול, הגיבור, החכם, נו ומה? כולם חשבו עליך שאתה פשוט לא שפוי. כאילו אתה, כי זה לא אתה. ואז אתה רוצה או לא רוצה, תצטרך לקבל מהם את הערכים שלהם.
זאת גישה מאוד רווחת היום, שחיים באיזושהי אשליה שדווקא נרקיסיסטית כזאת, שאני
כן,
גדול, שאני...
כן, אבל פה. אחר כך זה יוצא, כמו שהוא אומר, הוא כבר היה בזה, הוא כבר לא זוכר. כבר היה בזה, הוא חושב, חשב שהוא מוצלח והכל בסדר והכל והכל, ואז מזה הוא הגיע למצב של, של המשבר הפנימי, ועכשיו הוא רוצה שוב לחזור כאילו לזה.
כן. למה לא כדאי לי למחוק את, את החרדות?
אנחנו לא יכולים לצאת מהסביבה. כל הדברים שאנחנו מרגישים, אנחנו מקבלים אותם מהסביבה.
כן, אבל נגיד אני חווה כאלה חרדה חברתית ולחצים פנימיים.
כלפי, למה... כלפי סביבה בכל זאת זה קורה.
למה לא כדאי לי למחוק את זה? למה כדאי לי...
את לא יכולה, כי היחסים בינך לבין הסביבה הם כאלו, שאת בדרישה כלפי הסביבה וסביבה בדרישה כלפייך ובדרישה שלילית.
ובסביבה?
סביבה רוצה כל הזמן להוריד אותך מהמצב שאת רוצה לראות, להיות בו. זהו. ואת כל הזמן עוקבת אחרי הסביבה. נו, איך הם מקבלים אותי? נו, איך הם מסתכלים עליי? רק שלא יבואישו אותי. איך אני הולך ברחוב? איך אני יושב במסעדה? איך אני מסתכל זה? איך אני נמצא בעבודה? איך, איך ואיך ואיך ואיך? רק כל הזמן אנחנו שומרים על, על עצמנו. אהבה עצמית, זה הטבע שלנו. אז אנחנו כל הזמן שומרים על עצמנו, שלא ייפגע אהבה עצמית שלי.
בסביבה הטובה שאני כבר מצאתי את עצמי בה, נאמר, כמו שדיברנו קודם, שם אני לא ארגיש את כל המצבים הפנימיים?
לא. שם ישחקו כולם איתך כאילו שאת מוצלחת. בכל דבר. בכל דבר. ואז...
רגע, פרה, אז תן לי דוגמה. מה זאת אומרת שישחקו איתך כאילו שהיא מוצלחת בכל דבר?
כי חברה תעודד אותה, כמו שאנחנו מעודדים את הילד הקטן.
נגיד אני אבוא, אני, כן. שמסמל פה את הלא מוצלח.
כן.
איך, איך אתם תיתנו לי הרגשה שאני כן מוצלח, סוף סוף.
אורן.
כן.
אנחנו חיכינו אותך כבר, לא יודע, שנים רבות. אתה כל כך חסר לנו. תפסיק לחייך.
לא, אפשר להמשיך פשוט.
ועוד ועוד ועוד. איזה אתה מוצלח, איזה אתה יפה, איזה אתה חכם, איזה יש לך הברקות. עד כמה שאתה עוזר לנו מרגע שבאת, עד כמה שאנחנו ממש נהנים מחברתך, אתה ממש נכס.
ככה יגידו לי שאני אגיע.
כן. העיקר שבסביב, ממש היעלום שבחברה שלנו.
הם... הם מכירים אותי כאילו?
לא חשוב. אתה תבלע את זה ככה. כמו שילד שאומרים לו משהו טוב, הוא נעצר. תתחיל משהו, ללטף אותו ככה, קצת משהו. תראה איך שהוא עומד. ומחכה שאתה תמשיך.
זה רק אחד יגיד? או מה? זה הנציג שמקבל את פניי? או מה?
לא, כולנו.
כולם,
בטח.
כולכם תגידו לי.
נשחק את זה יפה מאוד. תקבל את זה כאילו זה אמת.
אז אם נגיד...
לא תוכל להגיד לעצמך שזה שקר. לא תוכל, כי זה כוח החברה.
רגע, עוד לפני. נגיד לפני שנכנסתי לחדר,
כן.
אתה נגיד מתדרך את כולם, מה אתה אומר להם? לטל, מה אתה אומר להם?
אני אומר...
עכשיו עוד מעט.
עוד מעט מגיע אלינו.
טיפוס.
טיפוס. זה... ממש, אין יותר גרוע, שקרן, גנב, עבריין, מכל מה זה, 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 אבל, אנחנו לא יכולים לשמור עליו, אנחנו לא יכולים באיזושהי צורה להגביל אותו, כי הוא ישקר, הוא יסדר אותנו, הוא יסובב אותנו, הוא יעשה לנו כאן ממש... הוא ירוס אותנו. כן. אין לנו ברירה, הוא בא. אוי, אני שומע, הוא מתקרב. אנחנו חייבים איתך לשחק בצורה כזאת שאנחנו ממש הורסים את הנשק שלו. הורסים את הנשק שלו, מה שיש לו ביד. נו, בידיים כוונה היא, כן, מכל מיני יוצרות שלו. אנחנו חייבים להתייחס אליו כאילו שהוא מושלם. אתה לא עבריין, אתה ממש יעלום שבאנושות. אנחנו אוהבים אותך. אנחנו פשוט להרוג אותו באהבה. לא אותו, את היצרה שלו. אין אהבה עצמית שלו, באהבה. עד כדי כך שיקבל מאיתנו מילוי, הנעים, הטוב, הערכה והכל, שלא יוכל לעשות שום דבר רע, ויעשה הכל כדי להמשיך מאיתנו לקבל את את הערכה הטוב, כל מה שרק אפשר.
בדרך כלל, כשנותנים חיזוק על התנהגות, ההתנהגות הזאת ממשיכה. זאת אומרת, כן. אם הבן אדם מתנהג בצורה לא מתחשבת, לא רגישה לסביבה, ואנחנו אומרים לו, איזה יופי אתה מתנהג, אולי הוא ימשיך להתנהג באותה צורה כמו קודם. למה הוא משתנה אם אנחנו מחזקים את ההתנהגות?
כי הוא רוצה לקבל, האגו שלו רוצה לשמוע מאיתנו את הערכים האלו.
There's no one who doesn't want to hear these values from us. What values? That he's special and he's that we're very happy. For the first time he hears such a thing about himself. They'll want to come and be with us, that's for sure. You can go into a prison and see how it changes the complete thing, but there's still how he needs to learn how to be, and it doesn't need to. He will learn from us how to behave. The next time he'll come to us, he will have to come with some gift that he all this is a thief that have never brought anything to anyone in his life, and we in such love and appreciation will compel him to come as fast as possible and with something to bring us. Will you tell him this? No, God forbid. Meaning it'll be a natural response? Of course. How will you come, be able to come without filling us with something that we're filling you? This is called the control of the society upon a person. What criticism is there in such a society? The criticism, the critique is in him, not in this setting. As we start to scrutinize things together with him, he wants to see a good and warm place, friends are helping him in all the cases in his life, is truly feeling livelihood. So we start to also enter the left line. What does this mean? We don't just talk about the good and nice things, but how we exist, how we maintain ourselves, how we rise above our egos, how we need to relate to others, meaning to see good things in the others, and also to see good or bad things, and so on and so forth. And then we start to teach him. Just as we learn from integral education. Can we go back to the previous exercise? I understood from the previous exercise that it's kind of like a reception, that this is how you're going to project to me that I'm perfect, yes. And now you're going to come, and here I come, and I come into the room, and I sat with you, and you did this little exercise, what you're going to go one by one, and each will say something that will project to me, you're perfect. No, we between us in our little exercises, but you feel that they're relating to you with warmth, with love, with appreciation. But you will tell me this, no? I think that I will really be you won't be able to run away. You will sit and like that, you will swallow it. And what's the next stage? You'll be breathless, truly. You'll sit like that. And from this place that we're sitting and building it, what next? How will we develop? We just want to show you for the first time the warmth alone. And what will I do? Everything will be finished. We finished this. We hugged. And between us. And until tomorrow, the next day. Here we go. How do you walk out of there? In the sky. Well, I'm sitting on a cloud. Yes, and what? How would you come the next time? I hope that it'll be the same thing next. Again, well, it's for sure that you'll come. Well, I'm hoping that you'll relate to me like that, that you didn't do some kind of show, and that you're really good people. In what form do you come? When will your consciousness tell you that you need to work? Well, I'm a difficult case. I don't know if it'll happen fast. You may have to do it to me several gatherings. Look, it's not comfortable. To a small child, he doesn't understand until he starts to understand, until he starts to answer to the love of the parents, because here it's like this also with the parents, because we don't the teachers, we don't have to give you something. All of a sudden we're pouring upon you a love, a sea of love. Tell me, when I go home after this sea of love, what will I feel? You going back to your family or alone? I don't know. If I'm sitting with myself there, maybe I have a family here. If it's to the family, you'll feel a coldness like in some big refrigerator. It's a freezer. Why is this cold? Where does this cold stem from? Because it's lacking in your family. There is no such thing. All of a sudden, just like in hot water, you jump to ice water. And then what will I feel? You will feel that you can't be here. It's something that you're going out of balance. It's like you received such a different impression there that you can't get along here. That this is like this and like that, and your wife is yelling at you and shouting at you, and the children, there's noise and all that. You can't stand it. If I, let's say, I don't have such an environment yet that's good and supportive, can I on my own start to behave like that towards people on the outside, and maybe they will respond to me in a different way to start develop for myself such an environment? You can start organizing such an environment, but it's a problem. Until you start connecting such people like that, and you need to be experienced in this. You need to learn these things. And if I relate to people like they're perfect and I'll accept them as they are, will it change something in our relations? Will it influence them? Is it worthwhile for me to try and do this also with people like that in my daily life? No. There needs to be preparation for this. There needs to be an environment. Once again, you're forgetting, I see one thing. First of all, environment, then the care for the environment by each and every one. There has to be an environment. It was a program in which we summarized, we said that if I relate good to others, then also others will relate to me good. In a way, no, that's just kind of a gentleman agreement. Well, there's this feeling that if I will love, then I'll be loved. That's not the idea. So why is it happening in our society? Usually because we don't manage to persist for long. No, because in that you are not awakening the inner force of connection, which is called warm force, the center of the environment. This is the special force which is in the environment that if we awaken it, it corrects us. It's like the wisdom of the many. Also here, it's the heart of the many. It's like one heart. If we try to connect in the emotional connection between us, there is a force which corrects each and everyone. If we don't have this instrument, we won't be able to progress. And therefore, with all those people that say, oh, let's relate nicely to each other, why are you fighting, why are you like this and like that, they don't understand that it's just talk, that it won't bring to anything. First of all, the instrument, which is the environment that knows how to find within it that raspberry ball, that warmth, and then by that warmth to correct each and everyone, even those like Oren that will come, it will correct. So let's say now Oren will be able to love himself because he will receive positive feedbacks from the environment. He will be able to love himself, his form, when he is in perfection with that good and beautiful environment. That part in him he will appreciate, he will respect, and will love. I didn't understand this emphasis, he won't just love himself, but he will love only those such qualities in which you are adhered to this good and perfect environment. There is nevertheless something that depends on a person here, meaning just like attention. Nevertheless, what does that mean? As much as you can put attention on what's in the society, and also in that, he is pretty limited. The main thing is not to run away. I would say like that. All the rest, the environment operates. What do we nevertheless need to love on our own? Is there something in us that we need to love? That there's what to love? Why not? And what? We came to a good environment so that we will be able to love ourselves. Oh, we need to love our destiny for bringing us to a good environment. Our destiny, no more than that. All the rest of the things, I don't know for the time being whether I should love them or not, what's in me. I will check them now towards this beautiful environment. How can we now define such definitions that we talked about during this discussion? We talked about self-love, excessive self-love, negative and positive self-love, balanced self-love. How can you do order inside this world of definitions? It's very simple. The order is simple. That we progress in our self-love throughout the generations from the small, primitive, natural self-love, and we constantly develop this self-love more and more through the environment. By the environment. The environment which develops us. And again, the environment develops and develops us. Because there is from within, it's not that I'm doing, there's in this development a certain engine that is constantly working and developing the environment. And the environment develops its members. Until we come to a state in which we are in a big global village, but the behavior in it is terrible. And we really don't know what to do with ourselves. The environment is bad, and we are bad, and no one is enjoying. We thought to build a nice environment. We had a dream that everyone would enjoy it and no one would bother the other. Each would have work and a car and a home and children and education and culture and retirement and health and everything truly wrapped by all the good from all around us, from the self-love. And everyone is truly in a pink, beautiful bubble. And this American dream shattered. Why? Why is it bothering us in any way? We don't know. We know that we cannot achieve what we wanted. Even though, and we wanted it through competition. Through competition, a person progresses, he realizes his self-love. By being in competition, we succeed more. We see all of a sudden, no, that even our competition is to our harm and to the harm of others. Meaning a certain flaw, a mutation occurs in our progress to good, and all of a sudden we see that we're deteriorating the bad. And then the environment has become threatening and everyone hates each other. Everyone's afraid of each other. Each is walking around with a weapon. Everyone is truly in terrible competition, not in order to grow, but in order to survive. As we are outside of work, there's no work, there's no possibility to buy a house, and our children really can't learn in universities because then they have to pay a fortune, and we can't buy a health program and a retirement and all those things. And all of a sudden I put together a retirement fund all my life and I have nothing for my retirement. And all of a sudden I see that my ego, that my self-love has brought me to destruction. And it's all through the environmental development. What do we do onwards? We need to change the environment, the values that are in the environment. How? By seeing that we are truly on the point of all of a sudden social suicide. Here we need to understand that we must build an environment, or otherwise it's not a game, but in our awareness we need to realize that we're operating a machine which is called a society, and the society raises each and every one of us to a different level of existence, to reciprocal love. And this is a problem, a very big problem, but by the sufferings on one side hand, that there's no choice, that we see the wars and the great sufferings forward, ahead, and the understanding and the recognition of evil and the examples that we're building in the society here and there, we can come to a state in which people, before they start to really eat each other up, the true end point, to truly destroy each other, they can nevertheless enter into such bands, groups, and to build through the workshops a new attitude, that self-love is where specifically it will receive the right expression. Thank you very, very much, Rav Lightman. Our time is over. It was fascinating. Thank you, Tal, from self-love to mutual love. New life. All the best.